Hi, it's Guardian from Navi, and you are listening to TCR.
Okay, so let's start.
Hello. Hello and welcome to another edition of The Center Ring, a.k.a. TCR, a.k.a. your favorite esports podcast. Episode 69, boys. Coming to you live, no pun intended. Pre-recorded from an undisclosed location. The date, August 2nd, 2017. The time, 7:13 p.m. Central. I'll be one of your hosts for this evening's show. My name is Tim. Hello. Joining me, my best buds, we have Anuj. Anuj, how are you?
Good, bud. How are you?
Pretty good. I was lazy. I didn't make a fancy new intro for the show. I hope you forgive me.
Guardian's pretty legit for this one. I can live with that.
We have Brett. Brett, do you copy over?
Yeah. What's up, ladies? Welcome to episode 69.
There are no ladies listening to the show, my friend.
There could be some ladies listening.
Your wife is about the only one that might, and by now she's already turned it off.
It's like guaranteed to be the best episode yet, right?
Yeah,
it's like a lock.
It definitely is going to be the best episode ever, per our sources anyways. Our sources tell us this is going to be the best episode because we got the international, ladies and gentlemen. It has started today. I'm not going to get into the details, but we do want to talk about it. There are storylines behind it that are worth bringing up. We will end the show with e-news, as always. But we are going to start the show with some CSGO roster moves and rumors and, oh boy, just so much to get to. We were actually going to do a show over the weekend, but Anuj apologizes. Anuj, apologize to the listener, please. This is 100% your fault.
Per the sources, yeah.
There was sources tell me that it was your idea to do a show on the weekend and then bailed.
I had like an amazing idea as always, right? And then
it
real
was
life,
the execution.
The execution just didn't come
great
through.
Idea, but the execution is...
No, we had some surprise family visits and got a little busy. But
that's
you know
okay.
what? It's all right because like more has happened. So
more
we just
has happened.
Have more
has been
to
confirmed.
Tell you.
I guess you're right. So for if you've been living under a rock or maybe you just don't pay attention to the CSGO pro scene as much, that's what we're here for. We're here to save you time and the energy of not putting all this together. There has been a plethora of rumors, confirmations, and per sources going around on Twitter and on Reddit everywhere. For the roster moves. Now, we mentioned it in the last episode that August is going to basically be the off-season of CSGO. All the top pro teams and really anything that trickled down had agreed to take the month off, really. And two things I want to point out. A, appreciate it, fellas. B, this is why there needs to be official seasons and off-seasons. Because look at all the drama and excitement that has happened, and it's only August 2nd. Like, we're officially 2 days into their off month, and yet already, before the major was even done, there were rumors flying about.
Yeah, rumors were flying for quite some time now, like, of just potential moves that were coming up, and nobody wanted to make them until they saw their, like, results in the major to see how they ended up doing. A lot has happened. I mean, it's insane the amount of talk that's gone around. This is probably the biggest shuffle, you know, we will have seen in the CSGO
scene
era,
wide.
I think. Yeah, scene-wide.
Not so much...
Not as much maybe drama necessarily with each move, like as big as the super team finally getting together. I mean, there's been other big moves that have happened, but I think in terms of number of moves and number of moves from top-tier teams that are about to take place is like, it's been a lot of fun to kind of keep track of and see what's going on and see ultimately where a lot of players end up here.
So we really didn't do a whole lot of show prep other than just putting it on our paper. Where do you guys want to start?
Let's just go by color coordinate this thing right now.
So we have the split up.
I guess just
start with the confirmations, right? So we have this split up in three, okay? you won't see this because this is a podcast and we don't do video. Let's face it.
There's a reason.
There we have confirmed, which is green. We have blue, which is confirmed by sources, but not by the team or player itself. Okay? I understand you have Decay, you have
Nell, you know, Don Hatchy.
There are a lot of insiders out there that you can follow for CSGO news, and they're pretty reliable. However, I don't...
It's been a bloodbath.
I don't report reliability, Anuj. I report facts on this show.
No, yeah, definitely, like, even with the moves that have just happened that are even confirmed at this point, there's so much out there. There's just so many rumors, and it's, you know, they're all going at it head-to-head out there, so it's been a lot of fun to just kind of follow the banter and... you know, just see end up, I guess who's going to be right? Right.
This
like
there's
a winner out of this whole
this
thing.
This is
ultimately.
The no spin zone.
Yeah.
Okay. You can't get something by me. So we have confirmed by sources, not officially by team. And then we also have just straight up
like rumorville, man.
Right.
Like rumors.
Even the sources, even Decay is like, I heard this, but maybe,
but we don't know yet.
Yeah. Maybe not.
I'm throwing it out there so I can generate some time.
So let's start with the confirmed, and the big ones that hit the list was Na'Vi finally pulled the trigger. You finally have two of the biggest name, well, arguably the biggest name on Na'Vi. They ended up, and forgive me, listener, okay? I'm going to interchangeably use kicked, dropped, and cut from the team, because honestly, you'll never know officially what happened.
Yeah.
So officially, Na'Vi dropped Guardian, or he left.
No, Guardian left.
Left.
And
see,
Seized was actually cut from the team.
Right.
So Guardian is saying he left on his own terms. I think that was definitely the surprising one. I think everyone knew Seized.
But that's where that's why I say in quotations, he left,
yeah.
Right? You never know how
that
works.
And he's saying he did, so you just go by off that.
And that was the biggest one, right? Like when that first happened, we were like, that's the move they made? What? You know,
Are you talking Guardian?
I was surprised. I'm talking about Guardian. Yeah. Seized makes sense, but Guardian, I was like, whoa. But yeah, it makes sense that he would leave. I'm wondering if it's maybe Simple wanting to be the op, and Simple's the young gun, up-and-comer, and they kind of made a choice.
Do you think they went for the,
him out?
The
I mean,
younger
I'm
blood here? The future? They invested more in the future than they did the past?
Right. That's, I mean, just outside looking in. Kind of looks like what happened.
You know, we've talked about it before. We talked about it the other day at work, Brett, that what's going to happen with like their outlook now with their roster. Is Simple going to become the op?
He almost has to, right?
In theory. My issue with Simple becoming the op on Na'Vi is that you also have Simple, one of the best riflers, right? So if you're putting the op in his hand, you're taking out his ability to be clutch or make those aggressive plays with a rifle. So even though he might be the best op on the team, they might opt for the second best op just because they don't want to lose him and have him anchored down by the op.
Yeah, I think Simple, in my opinion, is going to go to the op. Like, I think that's the reason that Guardian was kind of forced out, whatever, left the team. I think it's because they want Simple is just an amazing opper. He knows how to make plays. If you give him some freedom, he's shown in Hellraiser Angel, like the player that's now come over. I guess we could tie that into this.
Yes,
he is going to be the in-game leader for them.
So they added two people.
No, the other one's not confirmed.
Okay,
so
even then.
Yeah, so
okay.
So we have Angel, who has been added. He's going to be the new in-game leader. Him and Simple played together, I believe, on Flipside. And Angel has more of a defined style. I guess you could say it's more like structured, which you'd think wouldn't fit Simple, but Simple performed best under him. That's where Simple became a superstar initially, was under that. So that'll be a good combination, I think, adding him there. The one that we have here in the green that's not confirmed is Electronic. So
okay.
There was a lot of talk about it being confirmed. They reported it as confirmed. As I say, they, we're going to just keep saying they, and we'll refer to those three.
Our sources yeah. Told them this.
Leaked it, said it, that it's happening. Well, the owner came out from Flipside and said,
oh, okay. I guess
hey guys,
I missed that.
This is not happening. Like,
which just has to be so awkward for the owner to be like,
yes.
So no.
Well, he says I have him under contract till 2019. Okay. So that's a long time in esports. So this buyout is going to be pretty hefty if they want him.
Yeah, and we've been talking about this for a while now. Like Electronic being that guy that, you know, he's kind of outgrown Flipside, and where is he going to go? So I mean, it would make sense.
But
I mean,
he worth a buyout, depending on his price?
It's like super 50-50, Tim, on that. Like what you just asked, if he's worth that kind of money, because Electronic hasn't played only top tier talent. Flipside hasn't been in a lot of big tournaments. Granted, they were in the major. They made their way there, but you don't see them in a bunch of these DreamHack events. They don't get invites to a lot of these other events because they're the third best.
And to not get too far away from Na'Vi, look at the most recent buyout that was announced today. Gambit finally bought out Hobbit.
$100,000.
For $100,000 from Tengril.
Yeah.
And that seemed like a pretty reasonable buyout for Hobbit. I mean, they've seen their most success with him on the roster.
They won a major. You can't not get him on the team at this point. You're going to get him on the team.
But with that being said, comparatively speaking, what do you see a buyout being for Electronic, for Na'Vi, where, yes, Electronic is good and they might want him, but for the money, could they find another option?
If they have him under contract until 2019, I could see them asking $200, $250 easily, you know, for a player like him, an up-and-coming star, I guess you could say. Again, I think that's what makes it challenging, is to figure out, is he worth that price, you know?
Do you see him fitting there for the long run? Yeah. Are you more so buying him out to be a trial pick?
It's not like we were all talking about Electronic prior to the major, right? No. So it'll be interesting. Will one tournament, in our eyes, you know, be enough to spend that kind of money? But they need to pick up somebody. So now they're in a spot where two people are gone. They have to fill that roster spot with another top-tier player. I don't know how many options are necessarily out there that speak, you know, Russian along with them, so you're probably a little bit more limited with stars.
I mean, this is kind of the way of Counter-Strike, kind of a trend you've been seeing. You know, like with Nip and Rez and Draken, like, they were on Epsilon. You know, Epsilon's not playing, you know, top-tier teams either, you know, constantly. So, I mean, it can work. I'm not scared. You know, we've seen him play in, you know, majors and other tournaments. I mean, I don't see it as a risky move. I don't know.
Do you see this? Let me ask you this then. Did you think Guardian and Seized were the problems for Na'Vi?
No. Well, Seized, yes. I feel like he, just watching, you know, the eye test, the eyeball test, Seize doesn't really make a difference. Guardian made no sense to me, but he left on his own. I mean, we can't really say, you know, he was.
Moving Simple to the op will be the best thing they can do. I think Guardian has been super inconsistent since his wrist injury that he had. He hasn't been the same player. There was like a period of time there where Guardian was the number one opper in the world, better than Fallen. Now, I mean, he's still top five, but he is nowhere near the best. You know, he has moments where I think he shines and plays really well, but you need consistency in that position. And I think a team like Cloud9 has also kind of seen that when Skadoodle plays really well, they play really well as a team. If he's off, it's very difficult because you have to have rifles carry. I think Simple is the perfect solution to throw him into the op spot and let him dominate that role, rather than seeing inconsistency there, if they can find another like star, you know, star power fifth for him.
And, you know, Anuj had a play in the show notes today because Team 3D is making an appearance.
Yes, sir.
Team MVP has been disbanded, managed by 3D Rambo. Why don't you just... I'll let you live your glory days, Anuj. Please, fill us in.
Like, what, maybe 2004, 2005? It was old school CS. We used to... Back in the day, we used to find any LAN tournament we could join for free and essentially get in and go play. You know, we were... Ronnie was just old enough to drive, so he could get us around to these tournaments.
Ronnie is our African-American friend that speaks fluent Japan.
So we are
Japanese.
Yeah, we just a little bit of everything, right?
Speak that Japan.
Yeah, he used to like pick us up or come to our house if we had a tournament to go to, pick us up and take us to these random ones. Well, we found out that we could join these CompUSA Opens is what they were. For those of you that don't know what CompUSA is, it's like a Circuit City
store.
Best Buy, same kind of concept, right? They sold all computer parts, closer to a
microcenter. You're really taking advantage of your story time right now.
Anyways, yeah, so we joined the CompUSA tournament. We got to play in a couple different matches. One of them was for a sponsorship. Unfortunately, we ended up playing Team 3D, who had a bunch of people local in Dallas, and we got to play against them in the finals, and we lost 16-1.
We are all too familiar with that.
They took it straight to us. But you know what? To even get a play against them was really cool. And if you don't remember, but Rambo and these guys were like stars back in the day, man. Like K-Sharp and Rambo were our favorite players. So getting to play against them was a pretty dope thing. So I reference them anytime I can.
So getting on to some roster move that actually matters for the professional CSGO scene, you have today, this was confirmed, I believe it was today, Lowell parts ways with Mouse Sports. That became official. Lots of rumors on who is going to replace him. We'll get to that in a second. Moving to other confirmations, you have Magic was benched by North.
Yep.
A little Magist. Surprised. Magist. Magist, however you say like, his name. A little surprised by Magic, that.
Yeah, wasn't he like ranked third or fourth on HLTV like a month ago?
I remember him.
Now he's being benched.
Even ESL Dallas, I remember him being talked as... Yeah. One of the top guys.
Yeah, he was. I mean, he was. He'd been struggling recently. I don't think he was a problem. There's been talks about him since ESL Dallas, though. The rumor started then that he could potentially be moved, him or AZ at the time. They decided to stick with AZ.
What I was surprised, because I thought for sure it was going to be AZ. Just given all the rumors that were flying around about ESL Dallas time.
And so I don't know. We can tie this into it. Might as well do it now. Is Valdez the potential fifth for them, right, who they're rumored to throw
Valde
in there.
Valde is currently orgless. He is not tied to any type of contract
formerly
or restriction.
Heroic.
He would be the easiest person to pick up for North, and that is the rumorville flying around that he is going to be the pickup.
Yeah, I guess we'll see how much of a... I thought Magic was pretty good. He'll find a team, I feel, pretty easily.
Right. Some other things here that are just kind of in the rumorville now. We're moving away from the absolutely 100% confirmed into the blue category, gentlemen. Where this is confirmed by sources, but not by teams, right? We have our sources. Pretty reliable, in fact. We have here... let me jump back here, then, because this was here. Guardian dropped off or left Na'Vi. The rumor is that he is going to replace Alu in Phased.
That would be pretty awesome.
That would be an even more insane... Like, you already look at FaZe's roster and you're like, this is too stacked. Like, this is a legit looking roster. And then you're going to replace Alu for Guardian. And it's just like, please stop it, FaZe.
I don't think it's like 100% better, right? Like, Guardian's a better opper.
The name is better.
The name is definitely.
That's what I think.
Now you're getting to that dream team, like the Golden State Warriors kind of thing, right? Like, you're starting to band like all stars together. Alu's been a very good opper for a long time. But yeah, as far as like. Star power goes now, you're like adding Kevin Durant to the mix for them.
And you want to know what I think is awesome and how dedicated or how committed this FaZe army is, right? They were actually, the majority of them on Reddit were legit upset about this rumor because FaZe has been doing so well. Now, obviously, we all know with the major, they did not do well at all, but every team is allowed one. The fact that they're already making a roster move, does that... After having such a good performance of with this current roster, does it surprise you guys that it's happening so fast? Is this more of a case of, hey, we could get Guardian? Like,
yeah, you
take
got 0-3, dog.
Yeah, like strike when the iron is hot. If Guardian is coming knocking on your door, you probably find room for him.
Yeah, I think that's definitely it. I think it's the fact that Guardian, what just happened to be available at this point. I don't think, had Guardian not been available, they're going to go out and try to find another opera right now. He's there. No. He's available. Okay, let's go ahead and make the upgrade if we can.
It's reactive. I don't think it was, like, planned, right? Like you said, if Guardian didn't leave Na'Vi, Alu stays with FaZe. Like, I think it's just more like a reactive move, which makes sense.
Isn't Keo the problem anyway?
Well, that's another one that we're about to get to here.
Poor guy.
You also have some other things here. I don't know what's going on with Mixwell. That's one that has been tossed back and forth. That's
like more like now the rumored total rumor versus like even. The sources on this one, I think, are wrong. I think
that is the white whale for all these source people on Twitter. Whoever gets that one right, that's where people are going to be like, told
Optic
you.
Optic could easily be trying to get like Lowell to play with him.
Go ahead, Brett.
It's like, I mean, it's like Boy Who Cried Wolf. Like, how long have we been talking about Mixwell leaving? And I mean, he's not doing himself any favors. I mean, he's not shy about not being, you know, happy on Twitter. Being happy on Twitter. Sure, yeah, we'll go with it. So, I mean, yeah, I'm with you. Whoever gets that right.
Yeah, if Lowell ends up going there, to Mouse would have Sports. Another Spanish player.
Or, I'm sorry, to Mixwell going to Mouse Sports.
No, I'm saying if Lowell maybe potentially goes to Optic, if they want
right,
to pick him up.
Right, but that's what I'm saying, though. The rumor is that Mouse Sports was going to buy out
Mixwell
yeah. And this could be the first step of
potentially doing that. It could work either way, right?
Two Spanish players, as you said. Mouse Sports is comfortable with it. Optic is comfortable with it.
Mixwell's a little closer to home.
It's just that's one that is very on
you could
the
see it
defense.
Happening now because Optic just hasn't been performing well. Mixwell doesn't want to be on the op anymore. They have Chris J over there who could op, and he could go into the rifle. Although I love him as an op, man. I think he's an awesome opper. But yeah, I mean, it would make sense if it happened, but it's definitely still very much a rumor at this point.
I think let's flip the tables because I was going to go per player by player on this not confirmed or confirmed by sources category, but I've noticed one pattern here, and it's Mouse Sports is basically involved with all of them.
A lot of players, yeah. There's like Steiko, Sunny.
There's
like
rumors that they're going to pick up Steiko, they're going to pick up Sunny, they're going to pick up Mixwell. And all this is involved with, well, okay, who are they going to drop? We mentioned it's been confirmed that they dropped Lowell.
I think Dennis has gone next.
There was rumors of Dennis, and I believe Chris
Yeah, Chris Jay also, yeah,
right?
They were talking about.
Basically, Rops and Oscar are the only two confirmed safe ones right now.
Kind of crazy, though, because they've been playing pretty well. Like, maybe they feel like they've maximized what they're able to do. But at this point, like, I don't know. Like, I guess if you're going to do it, I guess go all in. That's what their plan is, at least. If we're going to do it, let's do three complete players. If you add Mixwell, I think it's a huge upgrade for them in certain areas. But
well, and I think it's their confidence level, right? I think them getting to the major already with the roster, they probably feel like they're on the cusp of making that next tier in teams. I think right now Mouse Sports is arguably still a tier two team.
Yeah.
And I feel like they believe that they're on the edge of being there with FaZe.
I mean, I guess where the cutoff is, I mean, I think of them as a tier one team when I think of Mouse Sports, like, but I also have like 10, 12 teams in
right.
my tier
it
one, right?
On
like, it's not like just the top four that we see out there right now. I think there's a lot of good teams and Mouse Sports can upset a lot of better teams.
So like
but
my tier one, Cloud9.
Obviously.
Liquid.
Obviously. NRG.
NRG.
And Splice.
CLG. You know. Echo Fox is definitely
100%
in my tier one.
Yeah, but, you know, so they're a good team. They're trying to make moves to get better. I think they do it while Oscar is playing at his top level, and you have Ropes, who's obviously a rising star, if not already a star, so quickly. So if they can get some of these players, I mean, I guess go for it. Chris J has always been rumored to have been kicked off, right? He got benched previously.
Dude, poor
he's
Chris
brought
J
back.
Has I been rumored. His feet has been to the fire
for a long time.
Forever.
So if it happens, it's not surprising.
Well, yeah. I guess we'll have to see. I guess I'm interested to see what happens with Mouse Sports because I honestly did not expect them to make so many roster moves just because even when we spoke with Chris J, or I'm sorry, Oscar? Chris
yeah.
J?
No, we spoke with Chris J.
We spoke with Chris J and Rops at ESL Dallas, and I felt like they were all on the same page.
Yeah.
So it's weird to see that there's such a big roster move or rumors now that's happening.
Mixwell, in my eyes, makes perfect sense for him because he's a rifler who's not a true rifler. Chris J wants to be an opper. He can't op anymore for them because of Oscar. And Mixwell is a better second opper, in my opinion, for them than Chris J is. So the switch would feel right for him, but that means they would have to find another player to pick up because of the release that just happened. The other team that's on here a ton that we've been talking about for a couple of weeks now, wondering what they're going to do, is Fnatic. I mean, what do you see coming from them?
So this is now venturing into the completely rumored category. You know, I was one that said when Fnatic first rejoined and the Fab Five got back together, that it shouldn't last, but it's going to last longer than what it should for the sole reason of pride. Like, they are not going to break up this roster, even if they feel like it's back to where it was being bad, that they weren't going to break it up because they want to prove people that, hey, this roster still has what it takes. I'm kind of surprised it's taken this long. The roster moves is what surprises me. You have rumored that, and if this is true,
Good Lord. Yeah.
It is rumored that Olivemeister might go to FaZe, not so much for Kiyoshima, but replacing Kiyoshima. Yeah. I don't think Kyo is going to Fnatic.
See, but that move has to happen first. They have to release Kyo, and, right. and like there's so much there before that happens. I think it's a pretty far rumor at this point, but they bring it up. I think the bigger possibility is Dennis leaving. That's what they're saying is like almost very likely that he's gone.
I mean, he's the forgotten member of that team, really.
Dennis?
I think. Like, no one ever talks about him. But, I mean, just going back to Olaf, okay, Guardian goes to
FaZe.
Guardian goes to FaZe. Olaf goes to FaZe. They become the best team?
They become the flashiest team.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, it's them resting now, right?
I think after they play together for a couple tournaments.
So Anuj compared him to the Golden State Warriors in the NBA. I'm going to challenge you on that comparison and compare them to Miami Heat. People actually liked Golden State when they created their super team originally.
Not with Kevin Durant. They got hated.
That's what I'm saying now.
Yeah.
But originally when... But even then, I feel like people hated Kevin Durant. They didn't hate the Golden State Warriors. People hated the Heat when they went and got their big three.
Yeah.
This would create angst towards FaZe just for their roster. Yeah, I mean, you're talking
Guardian
Nico
and Olaf in the same free agency. It's crazy. Yeah, they'll have amazing five.
Yeah, I just don't see Guardian as the guy that you just hate. Like, he's a likable dude.
Yeah, but
and Olaf,
on that roster?
I mean, he's cocky, but it's not like in-your-face cocky. It's kind of like
bro,
funny.
Not even close.
Olivemeister talks so much trash.
He is the definition of in-your-face.
You don't see pros saying that, right?
No, they don't. It's not in a bad way, but he's a cocky player.
Right.
Like when he was top in the world.
I said he's cocky, but I don't feel like he's like.
Oh, he's
the same
he
thing.
Doesn't shy,
players
he doesn't shy away.
Players
from
hate
it.
Him.
Not
cocky.
Players hate him. We're talking about the fandom. So yeah. Fnatic is like the
but
Yankees, in my
fans,
opinion, right?
Yeah.
Like Fnatic was.
I wouldn't hate it.
Okay, so good. You're on your island. Now you can join the rest of us over here and see that if Olaf went there. I feel like it would be like him just joining the Yankees, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's like joining already the top team, joining the Warriors, like the same kind of feeling. So I don't think people hated LeBron until LeBron went to Miami.
Right.
You know, people didn't hate Durant until Durant went to
Golden State.
I think it's the same thing here. I don't think Olaf is hated, but I think the team.
I think you are forgetting, both of you are forgetting the time where Fnatic was on top of the CSGO scene.
I didn't like Fnatic at all when they were number one because they're so good.
Fnatic both were definitely hated. At MLG Columbus, if you could hear the crowd boo when they were there, and then when they lost, the entire crowd was singing the na 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 bye bye song.
Yeah. It doesn't surprise me though. Like I haven't been to a major event with them in their prime. And I could definitely see this being like the most hated team in CSGO.
It's so far-fetched that I don't think it's going to happen, but man, if it does, it will be so fun to watch.
Yeah.
You mentioned Dennis might go to Godsent. I saw a note saying that the only reason that's going to happen if Olivemeister makes it a package deal.
To go, like, what are they doing?
I don't know what that meant, that Olivemeister is going to go with him to Godsent. I don't know what the package deal was there.
I don't see where that team... Didn't they already try that team?
No.
Oh, yeah, it was the other way around.
It was the other way around everybody else but Olivemeister and Dennis.
If that ends up being the move and they go as a package deal, like, welcome to irrelevancy.
Right.
Like,
that's kind of the funny thing is, like, now it's... Fnatic is kicking those two off when they were the original two that only stayed. So now it's come full circle and Fnatic's like, okay, guys, it's...
JW is the most marketable, man.
Time for you to go now. Speaking of JW, no rumors around JW, Crims, or Flesha leaving Fnatic. We already talked about the mouse sports. FNX going to LG, most likely.
Yeah, I think that'd be, I mean, good for them. That's, again, rumor that it would happen. I don't think it matters. I think, like, it would be good for them, but it's not going to, it'll make them a top three Brazilian team again. That's really about it.
I mean, he's already, yeah. I mean, I guess he's, it's about the only stop he can go, right?
Well, he doesn't speak English, really, so.
And he's been kicked off of SK, been kicked off of Immortals.
And Immortals made it to the championship without him. That's crazy,
I'm just
right?
trying to look at his history. I mean, being that he is pretty limited to
if he's
going to
go to
Brazilian.
At least play Tier 1, Tier 2, it would have to be LG. Like, who else is left in the Brazilian scene that's considered a top, you know,
there's,
top tier team?
There's not. Nobody? There's not. You also have, this is on you, Tyler to replace Captain Mo or HZ for QKA.
Yeah, he's so the Asian scene's about to have a big shuffle. Okay. So you have like three top tier teams over there, UIA. The other one is like a number, I forget what it is, like 92 or 1992 or something like that. And then you obviously have Tyloo, who everybody's aware of. Listen. Well, there's a shuffle going on there also, so
I mean,
just something to...
I'm trying to keep up with the international, okay? I already have enough difficulties trying to read these Asian people's names, okay?
We're about to start talking Crossfire next week.
Crossfire?
That's the free CSGO in Asia before they released CSGO in Asia.
Oh, really?
So it was the exact thing. They had Dust 2 and everything. Like, they had Dust 2, Assault. Like, the map was an exact copy. So it's actually the most popular game FPS-wise over there right now.
Really?
Yeah, so that's why these guys were really good at CS coming in.
Counter-Strike Global Offensive?
Yeah.
Then you have Freiburg is a free agent officially.
Officially,
he's
yeah.
He's officially
so.
Been released. Do you both being NiP fans, I'll ask Brett first. Brett, do you see Freiburg going anywhere? Do you think he'll take it easy and be the analyst role? He did that pretty well.
No. I mean, he's already came out and said that he wants to play again. And I think he'll find a spot.
Said he's
I was
open
kind
to
of
NA.
Somewhere in NA.
Yeah.
I mean, he said on his stream when I watched his first stream after he was released from NiP, and he said that, yeah, if the offer's right, then I could see myself playing for an NA team. So
think
that's
he could be part of the iBuyPower group?
I know.
I mean, that would be a pretty good offer.
I don't think he would do that just because he's too limited in events there. They can only do ESL unless that's like more comfortable for his lifestyle now, being a little older, to only participate in.
Right. It might work out well for him.
So, yeah, that's an option. I think the bigger option is obviously him going to Fnatic if they do a complete breakup or shuffle, or Godsent, one of the two, just because those are the other top tier teams in his area. So, I could see that being more likely, but I think he'll get some offers from NA, but it would have to be a top tier NA team.
That's what he said.
And what top tier NA team is going to make that change?
You're not going to see it at Cloud9, and you won't see it at Liquid.
No.
So,
speaking of Cloud9, we mentioned it last week in Clutch or Kick, that they're, you know, rumored that they're looking for a new org. There was so many rumors flying around this past week of what team they're going to, and nothing stuck. And I still stick with my guns last week, where I said this was the biggest non-story ever, that you have all these guys on Twitter mentioning like, they're going to go to Echo Fox. I heard they're going to Echo Fox and they're going to leave Cloud9.
Well, Echo Fox, they don't even want a CS team.
Yes, now it turned into Cloud9 for sure is going to Echo Fox to, nope, never mind. Echo Fox isn't even going to have CSGO anymore. They're completely out of CSGO. What was another one?
So the only other org that is legitimate that I think would maybe have the finances to do it would be TSM. I think TSM has plenty of money through other avenues. They have like good teams and other esports. Their owner hasn't been known to be like one of the most favorites out there just because of what recently happened with them. But I think that was more Sean Gare's fault
than the
owner's fault. So I think it was just a bad look on him.
Yeah. Do you think esports has got to the point, like real actual sports, where, you know, someone's going to throw a rumor out there just to put pressure and gain leverage in a negotiation or something like that? Like, the Cloud9 guys are talking to Echo Fox and they're talking to like,
I
just to get leverage on Cloud9 to say, hey, let's get a deal done. You know, I don't know.
I don't
they
know
do
if
that
it's
real sports.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They definitely do. Agents will definitely start rumors. this is what I think. I don't think any of these rumors started in that light. I don't think it was like Cloud Nine, or I don't think it was like Stewie trying to start a rumor or anything like that. Like, for example, last week where Automatic's chat with Miniker got leaked. This is what I think. I think this is more of a possibility. Not saying this is the case, but per my sources, it could have. I could see it more so where, like, Miniker accidentally leaks it on his stream, quote-unquote, accidentally, purposely puts it on his stream because he knows that's going to get more to where more people go to his stream. I could definitely see that being the case where people are trying to leak things for their own personal gains, not so much to bump up the price tag for any particular player.
Not doing their buddies a solid or anything.
Right. Like, I don't think that was the case at all. But nonetheless, I don't think Cloud9's going to leave Cloud9. I think when it comes down to it, Cloud9 CSGO roster is arguably their most appeal, right? I mean, of course, you have, like, Mango, who's, like
a big name in the, you know, like I said, it would be funny if they went to TSM, because I have the TSM chair. So maybe we'll do a swap right. for you.
So I think Cloud9 is too big enough of a org to lose a top team like that. In this situation,
I don't see it happening either.
It's not going to happen.
They'll dish out the money. They make plenty of money off of these guys. You know, they're all marketable. They have a good.
It was when I saw all the rumors flying around, I was like, no.
I think this would only be a realistic option if Cloud9 had been severely underperforming,
or mistreated.
Yeah,
there is no miss.
Doesn't seem like that's happening.
They had a team house. The players were like, "Yo, we're adults. We want to get our own place." And Cloud9 was like, "No problem."
Yeah, because Automatic was living in the closet.
Like, get your yeah. Nothing had like the a master. Mansion. His room was big enough,
dude,
bigger than some
like,
of their houses.
He could have fit three or four players in there.
It was ridiculous. So I mean, that's in general. That's the gist of the CS:GO rumorville right now. This is again a week into what I'm going to call the CSGO off-season. This is why there needs to be a set schedule with a set off-season, so you get this juicy drama every year, right? When you have set times to teams go and talk and get their things going, that is the perfect time for off-seasons. Let's use this as a transition into our Dota discussion today. Okay, I'm sorry if you don't like Dota.
I love Dota.
Whatever.
It's my favorite, second favorite game.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
But Dota, it wasn't Valve that released it. It was leaked that Dota is their schedule for the 2018 year, from like October to whenever.
Yeah, the rest of this year and next year.
Was leaked. And let me actually pull this up here.
So it was like 11 majors leaked on 11 there.
11 majors.
And 11 minors.
11 minors. It was huge that it was leaked. This is my issue here, okay, with this. I would take it with a very grain of salt. Even looking at the schedule, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. It just, like, yes, these majors have $1 million all throughout. I don't know if these were, like, setups that Valve was thinking about, or maybe these are just placeholder dates for possible majors coming up. I just feel like that is suicide to your own scene if you put that many. 11 majors is too much.
11 majors is too many.
You're talking about almost a major a month. That's
for
ridiculous.
CS, I would like to see at least a minimum of 3, but no more than 4, in my opinion.
That's what Valve has going on right now. That's what Heroes of the Storm does. 4 is the perfect set of majors. You have 3 normal, and then you have your big one, right? Tennis. 4 majors.
Golf,
that's
majors.
How it does.
Yeah.
That's the sweet spot.
Counter-Strike has had 2 for the last 2 years.
Right. 1 per quarter, call it a day.
Yeah.
I don't think this is going to be... I'll be surprised if this schedule sticks. But something else that people have been complaining about, just with the international coming or starting now, it happens every year where people from other pro scenes start complaining about the prize pool. Right now, the prize pool for the major is over $23 million. I think it's actually approaching closer now to $24 million. And you have people from all these other pro scenes basically calling out their respective game. You know, saying, what the hell?
Like, why don't we do something similar?
Yeah, I mean, you have, not only in Counter-Strike, do you have pros saying it, but I think it's more so, like, Thorin pointed out, saying that, like, the winning team here for the international will win more money than all the prize pools combined for CSGO. Not just the winning team, but the entire prize pool.
For like all CSGO majors that have
you have
place.
Here, actually, one of our listeners actually shared this story on Twitter, which you can too. Just hit us up at the Center Ring on Twitter. Share our stories. We'll definitely talk about them. Unless they suck, then don't waste our time. But then you have where CSGO pros have started to complain about the up-and-coming CSGO, or I'm sorry, Call of Duty pros are complaining about their upcoming World Championship coming up here in just a couple of weeks, I think.
Yeah.
Right? Where was this article? It said it's like August 8th, I think it's coming up. Next weekend. This is coming up. Where the prize pool in total is $1.5 million, which is less compared to last year, which is $2 million. Okay? Their beef with this, and this is ridiculous, okay? There are 32 teams in this tournament. Like, not just spanned out throughout 32 teams can qualify. No, like 32 teams are going tournament. To get yeah. together in Los Angeles next week for their world championship.
It's kind of cool, though. I mean, it's like...
It's cool. I mean, it's NCAA a world tournament, right? Yeah. You want to talk about the best of the best, you're going to find them with all 32 teams competing. The thing that the pros are complaining about is that the prize pool of 1.5 is trickling down all the way.
What is like the difference from the what is top versus lowest, do you know?
So the first place gets 600,000
of the 1.5.
Of the 1.5, which is still legit, right? Like don't complain about 600,000. But then 25 to 32 gets 10,000 a piece.
Okay.
Relative, it's small, and I guess I get their argument of that. You like that potentially is a team that goes 0-9. Like you could go winless at this tournament still and still walk away with something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like a major with 32 teams, that seems kind of there's
well,
no
but this isn't a major season. Though. You got to keep in mind, this is not a major. This is their world. Champion. This is
it's what, like their TI.
Yes, this is what all right. their seasons and qualifiers lead up to.
Okay.
Yeah, this
still
is
32 big number, right?
It is. It is. But this is like their. This is Activision's one main stage to do it all on.
For Call of Duty, it's going to be hard to get much bigger. I feel like in the prize pools because people play so many different
lowered. Right?
Lowered. Like, I don't see it, like, finding a way to go back up. I think CSGO, however, is on the opposite end, where they could really cash in if they did something even similar to that, you know, where they have a package. How easy would it be to have a package in-game and you're guaranteed one of four really good skins, a gold sticker, and some other junk that they throw in there? People would pay $40 for that, $30, $40
bucks.
Well,
I mean, they even had the
Krakow package. Yeah.
That
right?
one was pretty terrible, though.
It was.
Right?
It
like
was
that
just
one
a packet of stickers.
Yeah, that's like pretty bad. Man. If they made it to where it was lucrative and there was an actual, imagine a good in-game skin, like something that's exotic or even higher, dude. They wouldn't need people to even trade them and do it in all the third-party markets. They could sell every single one of them that they wanted to in there.
And it's not just Call of Duty pros that are complaining. You do have Halo pros. Same thing, though, where you have Halo pros complaining that it's... Oddly enough, they're complaining that it's trickling down to last place. Their complaint is that teams that aren't even making it out of group stages are getting some of the prize pool.
How big is the Halo prize pool right now?
Well, right now, this screenshot here, this is just for one tournament. I don't think this is their big one here, but it's 200,000 is the prize pool. And then 13th through 16th place is getting 2,000, where first place is getting 60,000. Which, that does seem a little weird that your first place team is getting a little over a quarter.
I think Halo's in the same situation,
but Halo's,
though. It's like...
I mean, Halo's in a weird spot, not to get away from Dota, but just... I mean, even Hector, the owner of Optic Gaming, basically called out Halo, saying, things need to change. You need to start respecting the game and your players and your teams, or we're walking. Like Hector said, the only reason he's still there is the respect for his players.
Yeah, he doesn't want to just drop him.
Right, he doesn't want to just cut him loose and go from there. But again, this happens every international.
Yeah.
This is going to happen next year. You know why? Because even if you had a crowdfunded game, or even if your game... Say the prize pool for CSGO was $10 million for the majors, right?
They would still be complaining.
They're
just
still
so you
know. Going to complain
yeah.
because first place at the International gets $10 million.
They can. We were talking about this before the show. If they were smart enough, they could essentially retire off of one win. I mean, you get $2 million in the bank, put half of it away. You could live on a mill. If you live comfortably, you're not going to be living
even
crazy
last
at their
place,
age.
Even last place at this major, again, talking about how same thing here, though. That's why I don't understand everyone's complaint that all the way last place gets money, because it's even the same way here at the major. The only difference is the prize pool is ridiculous, where even just for showing up at the major, you're going to get $58,000.
That's crazy.
Your team will get $58,000 just for showing up.
Almost as much as the Halo winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, by the time the TI is over, I bet you it will be more.
Yeah.
And I know people complain about that, but look, this is Dota. This is the international. This is part of the event is the ridiculous prize pool. Every year, it completely blows out the previous TI.
Year earnings, yeah.
Now, I will say this. So the group stages started today. You have some upsets and everything there. I won't get into it, though. I won't pretend like I
had your C9 boys do.
Well, they're actually were playing right now as we started. They were 1-1, I believe, for the day. 0-2, my bad. They're 0-0-2 right now, and I think they lost while I was. Let me refresh this. I bet you is this updated? Because I didn't think. It must have refreshed. The wiki page must have refreshed because they're 0-2 right now. They were 0-1. You know.
Still early.
It's still early. We got this.
And one of the teams they lost to, you said, was a champion, like four-time champion.
You
so.
Had you have LGD. They're up 2-0 so far. You have this is basically it's going per the course right now. Nothing is too crazy right now with this. The fact that Infamous took one game from Team Secret is probably the biggest upset so far for day one. I do have this fun fact for you, though, that is completely not real at all, but I'm going to say it right now so we get some laughs. Esports Charts on Twitter, at Esports Charts, I'm assuming that's like a thing, reports that peak viewers on the first games of the International 2017 totaled at 7.4 million. This is including all of their streams because they got like seven of them. And this is also including the Chinese market.
China number one.
Which is notorious for being fake.
Yeah.
Like even for this last CSGO majors, you saw the numbers and it was ridiculous viewership. And I know it's not real because I looked at Twitch during the finals and it was like, no, they definitely did not peak at like 1.4 million like some reports showed. And if you look, it's because they include Chinese viewership.
Didn't
which
you just
is like
take that out completely
100% fake. Yeah. Like maybe 1% out of that number is legit. Okay. And of course, you can't have a TI or a major without visa issues. We do have some visa issues going up here. One of the more depressing ones, I think, is Admiral Bulldog is not going to be casting this event. He's not going to be a commentator for it. Admiral Bulldog, former pro at the moment. He, for Alliance, he is one of the top streamers for Dota, fan favorite, and I'm going to put the blame on him, okay? In fact, anytime there's visa issue, I'm going to put the blame on the pro, okay? It's not just going to the USA. I understand, so I hear, getting visas in America is a bitch.
A little tougher right now, probably.
Right. So, but this is why I don't blame the United States of Freedom, because he got all the way to America, got to the airport, and as he was trying to come in the country, they were like, what are you doing here? And he said, well, I'm going to work this event, I'm going to be casting it, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, okay, well, you don't have the proper work visa. Go home. So they turned him around and sent him back to Sweden. So basically, he had 30 hours, he traveled for 30 hours straight because he basically got turned around at the airport and said to go home.
That sucks.
That definitely sucks. But I feel for him.
You need to get the right visa.
How do you come all the way across the world and not make sure you have the correct visa?
Or say you're here for vacation and that you're traveling.
Well, he did say he could have came back and lied, but he just didn't. He felt like that probably could have gotten him into more trouble, which I probably would have done the same. Like, the last thing you want is international law coming at you because you lied about what you were here for.
There's only 7.4 million people tuning
in. There are, on the first day nonetheless, are some things saying that it was PGL's fault because they didn't tell him about the correct visa. Listen, ultimately, that is on you. Similar things here where the reason that Resolution has to play, he's filling in right now on Team Empire for, who's he filling in for? Why do I not have this at here? Chappie, that's who it was. I don't have it on my notes, but that's who it was. He's filling in for him because he didn't have visa issues. According to the sources, he got his visa. It was that he didn't get his passport yet. It was in the mail, apparently. Again, this is the TI. It doesn't sneak up on your calendar.
Yeah.
I mean, for crying out loud, we have the 2018 rumored schedule right now. This does not sneak up on any of you. If you all of a sudden are getting your passport too late in the mail, that is on you.
You waited till the last minute.
And Resolution, though, he's probably having a time of his life considering...
He's about to get 10 grand.
Just last Tuesday, yeah, at least. Last Tuesday, he was on Planet Odd, who just folded. They released their entire roster just last Tuesday, and now he's playing in the TI. Now, he does have some skins on the wall. He was part of Digital Chaos when they got second at last year's TI.
Oh, so he's already made his mail.
Yes, I mean, he is, and he actually used to play for Team Empire back in 2015. So, I mean, it's not like he's a nobody, but the fact that he wasn't in the major...
pretty convenient timing.
Yes, it is convenient.
Maybe he stole the
timing, to say the least. Other than that, I always suggest watching the TI. It's an awesome event. I understand that if you don't like MOBAs or Dota, I get that. But the TI is something special. And even then, I did hear, rumor has it, that was not here last year, that they are going to do the newcomer stream for the main event again. The newcomer stream is what it sounds like. If you are a noob, if you don't know Dota, watch that stream and they explain everything that is going on. They don't use any type of insider lingo that they don't explain.
And that's pretty cool. That's a nice little feature.
And in fact, as someone for me who actually watches Dota and I know Dota, I still watch the newcomer stream because I just appreciate the detail.
Yeah.
It's not like they're not just yelling or whatever. They're taking it to
explaining
the next level.
It,
yes.
Yeah.
They're explaining why they banned this hero or picked this hero or why they bought this item and did this strategy. They're explaining all that. I hear that it's coming back for the main event. So just keep an eye on Twitch for the Dota 2 TI newcomer stream. If you Google it will come up.
And that's smart that they do that too, because, like, there's a caster in baseball that I don't like, Joe Morgan, not Joe Buck, but Joe Morgan.
Racist.
He explains everything, and I know baseball. I don't want to hear it, Joe. All right, but with Dota, you know, you have your streams that, you know, are for the people that are experienced, and you have. I think that's cool.
It's a good option. I mean, I think with how esports is becoming something new. And especially like when it's the TI or your major in Counter-Strike where you know it's going to be number one on Twitch, you have to make it accessible to everyone. Now, FPS is a little easier to understand. You shoot the other people. But for a MOBA, I think it's definitely, definitely worth it. So we will just have to keep an eye on the major. I implore both you, Brett, and Anuj.
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely check it out.
I know you're out of town this weekend.
Yeah.
But wrapping up this weekend.
You got your phones and all that anyway.
Definitely check it out. It's PGL, too, so you're used to that production level, at least there. That is it for Dota. We will, again, keep up with that. Let's move on to, though, to some e-news here. We got actually a ton of e-news.
Yeah, I kind of started adding stuff and went a little crazy as I went
down the list here. Let's pick and choose some here. We have CSGO, the iBuyPower boys. They did play in their first FOE tournament. It wasn't like anything huge.
On individual teams. It was just Brax and Steel, and they were on separate teams from one another. DaZe didn't play in this tournament, and AZK and them didn't play either. But yeah, Brax's team came out a winner in this one, and they were playing with, like, what, Davey, Whitmer, Caboose, so some other big names out there, and Steel's team ended up third, so it was fun. They played each other in the quarters, And it was a best of three, and it was a fun match to watch, and kind of cool because at Fragadelphia, they're right across from each other yelling and screaming, and so kind of a neat environment.
You have Madison Square Garden Company, not the stadium, but the people who own the stadium. They acquired controlling stakes in CLG, so that was pretty dope to see. New York Rangers did a tweet out saying, welcome to the family, pretty much. I came up with an idea. We're going to do this. Maybe next week. This will be a homework assignment for us, is to go and find Twitter posts from like when non-esports people tweet something about esports. I want to have a segment called Twitter Says the Darnest Things and find all the comments from like when ESPN tweets something about Street Fighter.
Oh my gosh.
To read all the tweets from the people who just don't understand what it is. And just have fun with it.
Do you think
it's funny watching, you know, Rangers fans, like, their comments, like, this is the cringiest stuff
like
I've seen.
Directly, it's directly affecting them.
Cringier than your team in the playoffs?
Do you think there's any chance that this ties into Overwatch as possibly being the team for New York, like the city?
It could very well be. Like, I mean, they can have the stadium. They have all the rights on how they want to do it.
Big name team. CLG is big in several esports, you know, games, so I don't know.
You know what? Per my sources, that seems like a good idea.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and tweet it out right
now.
Go
tweet that out right now and say, per sources, the Madison MSG group
is the New York team.
Is the New York team for Overwatch.
I like
Could
it.
Possibly be, per my sources, this done. Is, you know.
Done.
Done. Do it.
Done.
TCR, breaking news right here. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Man, you know Nuge talked about E! News when he has something in there for League of Legends. A reality TV show is coming to Australia.
Thought it was kind of funny, dude. Like, the real world Australia
for League of Legends.
Yeah, it's like it's going to follow a League of Legends team. Just a reality TV show about them. You know what? Like I said, I don't play League anymore, and I played it just a little bit when I did. I think it's just kind of cool. More esports stuff. You know, whatever. See the life of them.
It's there.
Why not?
In Call of Duty news, Optic Gaming wins the CWL Global Pro League Stage 2, beating Team Envious in two in the best of fives. Or in two best of fives, rather. Again, that's going to have a pretty quick turnaround time, considering next week is the World Championship for them. We have other Optic Gaming news. They are officially moving to Dallas.
Yeah.
So random and
this
not...
This is so awkward, Tim.
It's awkward for them, all right?
Awkward.
This is my city, okay? You don't come into my city, Optic Gaming, without my permission. We actually had some people on Twitter, some listeners, say like, uh-oh.
Here
like,
we go.
Yeah, maybe you can get them on the show. Listen, what makes you think I want them on the show, okay?
They would definitely come now.
They come to me, all like, right?
We'll
when
be groveling soon.
Google Esports Podcast, what do you see? Do you see Optic Gaming? No, you see TCR, number three. Thank you very much. I'll do it right now. Let me Google esports teams. Okay? I don't see any Optic Gaming there right now. Gee. Go figure. Maybe if they were on the podcast, they would be number three if you Google that. Okay? If I Google joke. Oh, look. Number one, Optic Gaming.
Damn. Shots fired. We're just kidding, though. We love you guys.
Yeah, if you want to come on the show.
Yeah,
if y'all
want to come on, dude, we'd
really
appreciate it.
That'd be
really
cool
for us.
Yeah. C9 breaks into the Rocket League. After picking up the winning team at Atlanta DreamHack, who other than these legends? They picked up Torment, Gimmick, and the God Squishy Muffins.
That's gonna be an awesome team. That threesome right there, like the way they play defense and work together offensively and score goals and hit stuff in the air. They're gonna do work.
It's gonna be interesting to see. Na'Vi expands to Quake, signing Cooler, who is a former Quake guy, but he actually most recently played for Misfits in Overwatch. So they, after he was no longer playing with them, Na'Vi decided to pick them up. And
it's going to be see what's interesting, that what sticks around with all these little games, like these arena shooters that are coming out.
Well, you have like Lawbreakers, which I loved the beta. I thought it was a lot of fun. Then you have Quake, who...
Are you buying Lawbreakers?
I think so.
Are you?
I don't know yet. I got the money. I kind of want to do it, but Destiny 2
is right around the corner. Like, I just can't do it.
I don't know. And it's kind of like you said with these arena shooters. You need to make a decision. Do you want to buy Lawbreakers or do you want to buy Quake Champions?
Too similar. Like, you got
to
pick one.
Do you want to commit to one, right?
Yeah.
Commit to one, and that's what you got to play as. Right now, none of these arena shooters are really picking up steam. It's like that... that age is dead right now. So, I don't know. We'll have to see. Only time will tell. I do know QuakeCon is going to be right in our backyards here in Grapevine, Texas. And we will probably go to that to check it out. I think it's free for the public.
Yeah, it is.
Which is great considering, you know.
Get some foot traffic in there, you know?
Well, and we can go.
Yeah, makes
it easy. Lord knows we're not going to get press passes or anything.
Judy, hit us up.
Yeah. Stop ignoring my emails. Anyways, again, that music means that it is the end of episode 69.
Mm.
I hope you enjoyed it. It was my favorite episode ever to do. I feel like episode 69, we attacked it on both ends.
We told you a lot of true stuff and a lot of made-up stuff. So you got a lot of everything today.
You get to decide. You listen, no matter what people say, I want you to be your own source in life. Don't listen to the rumors. Think for yourself. Unless I'm telling you to go on Twitter and follow us at The Center Ring. Like it. Follow, retweet, whatever you got to do to show your support for the show. You can always let us know on Twitter, our Discord, our website, tcr.gg. There's a little contact us page there. What else? We'll be back next week talking some international.
We also will be discussing the CLG Overwatch team. Coming up next week, we'll confirm that for you.
That news will definitely break in the
meantime.
Breaking
in the next 7 days.
Until then, thank you so much for listening to The Center Ring, and we'll talk to you next time. Let's speed the music again. I gotta increase that. There we go. A little unprofessional audio breakage for you, ladies and gentlemen.
It was smooth.
For real, though. We're going now. I love you. Goodbye.